September 15th, 2014, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Sorrows. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." My daughter, my heart suffered just as my son's mournful heart continues to suffer today, for the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. These are the swords which still pierce my heart, even as I speak to you this morning. These swords will not be removed until my son's triumphant return. It is these sorrows which cause false religions, terrorism, and silence in the face of many sins, sodomy, abortion, and every form of transgression against holy love. Silence is the same as tolerance. Tolerance is the same as condoning. So you see how my heart mourns for the sake of mankind today. Evil does not waver in its resolve to win over the heart of the world. You who listen to me must make every effort to make our united hearts known so that the world can consecrate its goals to this good and turn away from evil. My son's arm of justice grows anxious and weary. I can barely hold it back. Take seriously my plea. I pray for all to recognize the truth. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 5 through 6. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming.